Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
McCare and Farm Talk recently visited with NDSU agronomist Hans Condell after the nice cool rain on Sunday.
As you know, we have gone through quite a year with dry conditions during planting. Then we have even a frost event and then a storm, blowing sand, dryness, plants under stress, and once in a while a rainfall, and then this kind of low, slow rain is really, really good at a critical time of most of the crops.
For sure. But I was driving around over the weekend out in the country, and the corn looks good, but the soybeans, especially the ones that have been replanted, not very tall.
No, and so you're already mentioning a few things that, planting during dry conditions, the first time planting, happened to be under very stressful conditions. Some of the seed was laying there in the ground for a long time, so you get irregular growth. And then, we got some frost and people replanted, or some of the crop even blew out because of the heavy wind, and then you replant, but it was still stressful. So you get this, plant under stress coming, struggling out of the ground, not a very good stand, and then you have drought on top of it, so the development of the crop is delayed. So you get this very irregular stands of the soybeans.
And southern Stutzman, northern Lamoure County, around Marion, where it drowned out too, washed away.
Yeah, so that is the thing. We have had some storm events that were dumping really water too quickly that it could not be absorbed, and then you get, water standing. Like the rain we had this weekend was nice and steady. That is what we want. But, there is another thing about rain now. Some of the plots that I've observed, they did not have much iron chlorosis. But then when you get a rain, all of a sudden you will probably get a flare-up of iron chlorosis in some of the plots that are, getting some of that rainfall. So I'm seeing some iron chlorosis showing up too. So another stress.
Wow. All right. So what's the cure for iron chlorosis deficiency? Is there anything we can do about it?
Well, a cure is not really the right word. It is long-term management. And the best thing always is to select varieties that are both tolerant to iron chlorosis and have a high yield potential. So at NSU, currently, we are also testing all varieties that are in our test this year for iron chlorosis tolerance, and those numbers will come out. So we cannot do something about it this season, but we need to monitor the fields and see where iron chlorosis is taking place this year. And for those fields in the future, select varieties that are more tolerant. Now, we also advocate that you don't go back soybeans on soybeans. So I'm just talking about 2 years down the road in the fields that have iron chlorosis now. Make note of it, and then in the future, select varieties that are tolerant. There are a couple other things you can do at planting is, planting more seeds. When they're closer together, we typically have a little bit of interaction between the roots, and there is some acidity produced by the roots, and then they can take up some iron.
Again, that was NDSU agronomist Hans Condell. This is Inside Agriculture.